Farm Doctor Weekly is brought to you by CoAlliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.
Good morning. Welcome to today's show. And today, my guest once again, Mr. Chad Neekum of New Lisbon Broadband Communications. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, always good to see you and bringing in new stuff that's happening in this broadband area. And tell us a little bit about maybe something you've got going or that we've talked on the last time that we talked. I mean, this thing is just, it's huge anymore. I don't go nowhere. I don't talk to anybody that broadband doesn't come up in a conversation in the rural areas.
Exactly.
And, you know, because of the pandemic that we had, more and more people really working from home and, you know, all the farmers relying on this.
Exactly.
And you guys have had a lot of progress, you know, going in the past, you know, here shortly. I mean, you're one of the groups that's really making the rural area up to speed.
Yeah, and one of the ones that's kind of coming towards the completion part of the construction anyway is the Whitewater area, you know, here in Wayne County. And so we're really excited about that. And that was the one that, you know, a couple of years ago that the governor gave some different grants to, and we put some money in with that as well to make that happen. And so that'll go through Wallace Road and all the way down to 227 into Whitewater and cover the majority of the Whitewater area. So, and that will all be fiber. So, I mean, they'll be able to have a gig of internet speed when before they couldn't hardly get anything.
And where else in the county or surrounding counties are you targeting right now?
Right now, we've got a lot of focus in Wayne County. And we actually have just started the construction portion of our Webster build, which includes here at the radio station. So parts of Tingler Road and then down the highway and into Webster, we're going to be placing fiber. And so that portion has already begun, the construction. We got two different phases that will come into play in that. And phase one has already begun, and phase two is completely through engineering, and we'll be ready once phase one is complete to add the second portion of that for Webster.
You know, as far, you know, let's touch base just here briefly on regulations. Is anything new legislative-wise affecting broadband?
I mean, there's always, you know, different talk of how the government's going to provide money to counties and things like that. And so we try to stay on top of that. And, you know, and that's the thing is we try to work with the folks in that county. So if they've been given money to help build out broadband, we want to work with those counties and make that happen.
So a lot of growth.
A lot of growth.
You've experienced a lot of growth in the last 2-3 years.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, it's been exciting, you know, for the rural area, but also just small communities. You know, you look at some of our different communities, Hagerstown and Cambridge City and Winchester and Lynn. You look at communities like that and see the growth continue to happen with our fiber builds. But we also just recently had purchased a company out of Noblesville called Tailored Systems. And so we're partnering with them to be able to provide business class services and be able to help improve businesses with all the different services that they offer. So it's nice to be able to have that that arrow in our quiver, if you will, to be able to help local businesses.
Chad, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation.
Fall harvest season is here, and farmers in Wayne County are returning to their fields and using rural roadways to travel to and from work. Wayne County Farm Bureau reminds all drivers to be alert and patient with farm equipment on the roadways. Most combines are considered to be slow-moving vehicles, which means they travel at 25 miles per hour or less. Be prepared to slow down and allow plenty of time to get to your destination this harvest season. Caution and care are required by everyone. Let's get home safely today.
Have you ever heard a song or jingle or a certain slogan that you just can't get out of your head and you think about it all day long? Well, here's one that's going to stick in your head for a while. Dig the gig. Come on, say it with me. Dig the gig. NLBC is offering you a gig of residential fiber optic internet for just $99 per month where fiber optic service is available. Dig the gig right now for $99 at NLBC.com. NLBC, your life connected. Oh, and dig the gig.
Co-Alliance, your local farmer-owned cooperative, salutes the area farmers as they bring in the 2021 crop. Your neighbors in agriculture are spending many hours in the cab of a combine, grain cart, or semi, and we encourage you to take a few minutes to use extra caution when driving rural roads where farm equipment may be in operation. A few seconds of distraction or careless driving can affect everyone on the road. Co-Alliance wishes farmers a safe and bountiful harvest season. Contact Co-Alliance for all your agronomy and energy needs this fall.
Back now with Chad Neekum of NLBC. Okay, Chad, now tell me, what's on the horizon? What's next, you know, for broadband? I mean, technology-wise, what do you see?
It really doesn't get much better than fiber. I mean, there's nothing out
there.
Do
we go beyond that, though?
You know, at some point, we've done that for how many years? We think you think, it'll never get better than this. And then something else comes along. At some point, will there be? I'm sure there will. But, I mean, that's going to be years and years down the road. I mean, you're able to deliver fiber optic service, which, you know, you're able to do that with light, and which is what fiber optic is. And those fibers are made of glass. And so the longevity of that could last a long period of time, where the only thing you're really replacing are the electronics on the opposite ends of that fiber. So that's something that just will continue to build off of that, I'm sure. Technology will continue to grow, but it's really going to be hard to beat what you're able to do with fiber optics.
Will you guys continue to grow outside the area as time goes on, or just concentrate, I mean, forever here? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of work yet to be done locally.
Well, you're always look for opportunities to grow your footprint. And so if those opportunities, you know, arise, then absolutely we would take a look at that. But we want to also continue to improve our network inside our existing footprint. So whenever we can place fiber someplace, that makes financial sense, then that's something we'll definitely do. And we want to continue to build out that fiber network, just because it gives you so much more reliability in the service that you receive. And it's, you know, those are customers that you'll keep for life. I mean, if you're living in rural Indiana and you can get a gig of internet, well, what does that do for your property value? The people know they can live in the country and still have the best of the best.
So NLBC in itself, have you grown personnel-wise? I mean, has it taken more people, more service, more technicians?
Absolutely. And we continue to grow. So, from an employee standpoint, you know, from a footprint standpoint, and, you know, as you continue to grow that footprint, you're going to have more people to be able to help serve that footprint. So, we continue to do that. And we always look locally whenever we, you know, go to have a new employee and, you know, things along those lines. We try to keep all of that very customer focused and very local focused.
But wouldn't you agree has the pandemic driven this even harder and stronger, you know, that we experienced
Absolutely.
The last couple of years?
Yeah, as you talked about earlier.
Are you just covered up?
It just seems to go in phases at times. It seems like as the pandemic last year was, you know, at its height, I mean, we were completely booked up. People are starting to get used to things, and then another wave of the pandemic comes. But not only just that, but I think it's also word of mouth, and people understand what a quality product you have, more people want it. And that's where our growth continues to happen as well.
Well, just briefly, the distance or the areas that you cover right now, how far do you actually cover at this present time?
The majority of the rural areas of Wayne County, Randolph County, Henry County, and kind of the outskirts of those counties as well. But, you know, that's our main area of focus, you know, is East Central Indiana.
Now, if you cross line, does that bring in a whole nother set of laws and regulations? Or is that something like Ohio?
Yeah, you get into a whole different, you have different regulations that you have to go through if you cross those state lines. And so, you know, right now our focus is right here in East Central Indiana.
Well, Chad, hey, appreciate you coming in. Appreciate you taking the time to bring us up to date on on the new technology and the continued support that you are working with in the rural area.
Exactly. Yeah, we just continue to build out the rural areas as much as we can and continue to deliver a good quality product.
Good service and good product. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, John.
That wraps it up for this week's show. Join me again next time. Until then, everyone, stay healthy and stay safe.
Farm Doctor Weekly has been brought to you by Co-Alliance Co-op, Wayne County Farm Bureau, and New Lisbon Broadband Communications.